Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. As usual, I have my trusty sidekick, Emily, with me, and we're ready to chat about this week's GH. So let's get to it. Hey, Em, what's up?
Yes, I am great, and I'm not doing much because I don't do much. just hanging out. It's the end of the school year. I'm relaxing, having a good time, so, you know.
Right, I understand. Before we get things going today, we both have a huge show announcement, don't we, Emma?
Okay, so, guys, I'm super excited, and I'm, like, stealing his announcement, but that's okay. I am so freaking excited because Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we have Mary Beth Evans on our show, and for those of you who don't know, I'm, like, in love with her. Like, I love her a lot. And also, I'm so excited because she's kind of a big deal in the soap land. So, you know, it's really awesome. And Cody actually Mary Beth Evans. And I actually woke up to a message from Cody telling me this. So I was, like, dying 2 days ago. Was it yesterday? We found out yesterday morning. I was freaking out because I was so excited. So we have that going on Tuesday. But enough of that. I'm going to get to the
actual
show because we have announcements. He sends me a text. He's like, the people at the Bay told me that can help me get Mary Beth. And I'm like, holy, you know, insert profanity. That's amazing. And then he's like, 10 minutes later, he's like, it's confirmed. Mary Beth, 6 p.m. Tuesday night, and you're doing the interview. And I'm like, holy, more profanity. That's amazing. And so then I was like, we should try and get another person. I'm not going to name them in case it doesn't go through. And he's like, guess what? Here's the kicker. You're interviewing both if we get them. So I'm so excited because he's graciously letting me do this. And I'm going to run the studio, too, so I hope I don't screw anything up.
You won't screw anything up. I got company for him.
I didn't screw up when we had Lily on. I just screwed up the GH recap show. So as long as I can keep it, you know, keep the callers tame, because I know that Mary Beth can
get the celebrity interviews going. Right.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to, we have a couple more show announcements. I'll just get them out of the way now. Tomorrow night, we have a couple radio friends, Missy and Brandon, coming on at 6 o'clock. And also, you guys can now keep up with me on my blog. It's at emsupdates.weebly.com. And you guys can read all about my ramblings, whatever you want to read. And if you guys have any ideas of what you want me to post, let me know, because I'm open to ideas. And if you want to know anything about me, let me know. Okay,
and
let's get to GH.
I'll be retweeting your posts and stuff, too, for you. So.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it. He comments on all my blog posts, even though there's only been two. Okay.
Right.
Three. Okay.
All right.
On to GH. So this week, here's our behind-the-scenes, you know, random news. Michelle Stafford's first air date is going to be June 3rd, which is Tuesday. Kristen Devine has been cast as Christina Baldwin. I guess it's her last name. I'm not sure. Quinn Hunter is cast. I'm sorry, I'm going to butcher these names. Has been cast as Kaylee Cassadine, and that's apparently an alias. Her real name is Katarina something Cassadine, because why not have a crazy Russian name? Okay. Marina Jankowski has been cast as the new Anna Donnelly. You know, we saw Anna Donnelly when we saw Holly and Luke's Adventure back in August. So, they cast a new one. David DeSantos has been cast as an unknown character. We don't know who he's playing. Barnett O'Hara was cast as an unknown character. Hannah Nordberg has been cast as the new Jocelyn Jack. Eileen Kristen will be coming back as Delia. I don't know for how long. Donna Mills is coming back. She's taping currently. I read, this is like a random item, I don't know how valid this is, but we may see Robin sometime this summer with who's supposed to be Jason, but we won't see his face, just back his head, of course, because wig on a stick. we'll see Juan, wig on a stick, the struggle of being a Laura fan, okay. Juan will appear again soon, Juan Santiago, and then an actor named Tyler Peterson has been cast as a character named Trevor, like no last name, his name's just Trevor. And, yeah, okay, wig on a stick thing, you guys who, like, everybody gets that, but Laura fans especially will totally get that joke, okay?
Yep.
Because the struggle is real. Okay, so this week, Monday was a repeat episode, so we only got 4 new episodes. Okay, this is a lot. Okay, Tuesday, Kiki confronted Ava about sleeping with Sunny. Carly played AJ's recording facility, and he left to go kill Ava, and he also got to Puerto Rico in a commercial break, by the way, which I thought was strange because Carly's still in his office, and he's already in Puerto Rico. Luke gave Julian this ultimatum about working for him, and then Patrick and Sabrina named their baby Gabriel. Wednesday, Simi shows up in Puerto Rico, and he's confronting Ava, threatening to kill her. Jordan was released from prison. The charges were dropped, and Anna said that it was because of her rights were violated, but we all know it's because she's undercover. Alexis tells Julian that she loves him, which everybody on Twitter freaks out, and he goes to Anna for help on this whole Luke situation. Then Luke hit on Olivia, which is not shocking, and then they had, like, this almost kiss moment, and, like, Lisa was really excited on Twitter and stuff over this because she loved him. Liz and Rick went on a date, and then Olivia tells Carly and Ava slept together, and Carly was, like, shocked, but her reaction was amazing. Okay, Thursday, wow, there's a lot of stuff that happened this week. Ava told Sunny that she was pregnant with his child. Liz and Rick slept together, and then their hotel room got busted up by the police. And then fake Luke visited the real Luke in Miss Cabbage, which we don't know who he is still, even though he had this big conversation scene with the real Luke. Then today, Sunny told Ava that they're going to go back to Port Charles. He's going to take her to a doctor, and if she's pregnant, or if she's not pregnant, he's going to kill her. If she is pregnant, he's going to kill her 9 months from now, which is nice of him. Fake Luke visited the real Luke, and he's having this conversation with him, telling him everything he's doing. Rick was arrested for being a mob boss, which I find amusing. Julian told Alexis that he had turned Rick in, and Liz showed up for Alexis's help, but Alexis turned her down because she was like, I'm taking Julian's side. Morgan kissed Olivia because he was drunk, and then she told him that they couldn't, like, sink to the level of Sunny and Ava, which I found, you know, pretty yeah. true. And so that's what happened this week.
We've got a caller on the line, and if I'm not mistaken...
Oh, okay.
I know who this is, if I'm not mistaken. She's been
All right, cool.
A dear friend of the show for a long time, and a mutual dear friend of ours. So let's bring her on.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Shelly, what's up?
Nothing. Nothing much. How are you guys today?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Can't complain too much.
Chatting about GH and stuff, you know?
Oh, Cody, we have to do a prime performer, so you should go first because, I don't know, you just should.
Who?
Well, my prime performer.
We have a new thing. I'll explain it to her because I don't know if she knows. We have a new segment where we, like, pick our favorite performer of the week who stood out for us. So he needs to go first because I just talked 5 minutes and didn't shut up. So go ahead, Cody.
My prime performer of the week, I actually have three.
Of course you do.
Yeah, of course I do. Tony Geary, Maurice Bernard, and Mara West.
I'm, like, drinking over here. I'm sorry if you guys can hear that. Okay. My two, and when I say drinking, I don't mean getting drunk. I'm having iced tea, everyone. I just felt the need to clarify that. Okay, my prime performers, I have two. I picked Tony Geary and Mara West because, I don't know, she just really stood out for me, and so did he, obviously, because he's crazy. But Mara stood out for me, specifically that scene where she took the gun that Sunny was pointing at her chest and moved it down to her stomach, and I was like, okay, go you. So,
yeah,
that
was
great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are mine.
I would have to throw in Carly, too, because her reaction was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I left my favorite out. Okay, Laura, right. Okay, I forgot. I don't know. I've been focused on these last 2 days mainly. When she was telling Sunny about the whole thing with Ava killing Connie, that whole thing was amazing. Like, her reactions. And then when she found out Ava and Sunny had slept together, her reaction was priceless, so yes. Also, Franco was so funny in those scenes when Rick walked up and she was, like, confronting Rick because we know she hates him, as most of us do. And then Franco was like, "Hi, I don't know you." And then she, and he's like, "But I can tell." He's like, "But I can tell from her face that you two probably know each other." She's like, "Oh yeah, this is the guy who decided it was." She's like, "This is the guy who decided it was a good idea to lock me in a panic room while I was pregnant." And Franco's like, "That's not a good idea."
Hey, Em, you want to tell Celia our
Yes, I'll do. I know what you're talking about already. Let me just fangirl. Celia, guess who's coming on the show on Tuesday night?
Who?
Mary Beth Evans.
Oh!
I'm
awesome.
So excited. You can call and talk to her if you want.
Yeah, you
I'm
can.
I'm in the studio, so I'll make sure I look for your number in there. And I mean, I'll let everyone on, but I'll make sure that you get to talk to her if you call us.
Awesome.
I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had texted Emily. When was it?
Yesterday morning.
Wednesday morning, one of the two. I texted Emily. I go, I don't want to jinx this, but we may have a Mary Beth Evans on the show next week.
He literally spammed everything he could spam for me. He texted me, he tweeted me, he Facebook messaged me. Like, that's the least possible way to get a hold of me. I had 5 million things. He's already up working at, like, 10 o'clock, and I'm in bed. And then he's like...
Because you're a teenager, and that's what teenagers
do. Especially the ones that are homeschooled. So, anyway. Okay.
And you're homeschooled? That is so awesome.
Yeah, I go to online school, so I don't really ever leave my house, and I lay in bed until 11. Because I'm lazy. Anyways,
but anyway.
Okay. I just wanted to, like, point this out. I told Cody this off-air, and it made me mad, so I'm bringing it up. Today, Sunny called Ava a whore, and I was like, "Sunny, shut up. You don't get to call people names. That's like bothering somebody a whore. Like, that's bad, okay? Sunny,
how many
problems
do you have?
Exactly. Well, no, it reminded me of how, like, the other day, or, like, it was, like, a week ago when Lucy and Bobby got into that cat fight, and she called Lucy a whore, and Lucy's like, "At least I never got paid for it." That was, yeah. So, you know, but Sunny does not, people living
not
God's
Bobby's
house
brightest.
Yeah. Yeah, Bobby's had some moments that made her look stupid, and when she gets in fights and she starts calling names, especially the whore card, she doesn't have a leg to stand on because she has no room to talk. She was a hooker, so,
you know.
Right.
Well, it wasn't really her, like, "Let me be a hooker," you know. She kind of got forced
into
it.
Well, that's true.
But,
you know, Bobby doesn't get to call names, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. You know, I feel that. But I feel like, Bobby, people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. And, like, that was, when you start calling names, you don't have a leg to stand on. Because, And, like, doesn't she, I feel like Bobby steals everybody's husbands. But that may be, maybe not. She's been married, like, 5 million times. Whatever.
Yeah. But
she doesn't
have
steal husbands. That's true. Lucy has been married to everybody else's husband or slept with them. So, I mean, they were both wrong in that situation, but the fact that that was the best part
that's
of that whole fight, when she's like, "At least I didn't get paid for it." That's when Lucy, Bobby punched, like, smacked her, and then Lucy ripped part of Bobby's weave out. That was the best, okay? She's literally over here
funny.
Pulling hair out, and she's, like, holding an
And it was, like, super, like, 80s, 90s badass.
I love when they fight, man. I want to see a car. Like, I need a good Carly fight because it's been a while. Like, she smacked Ava back when she found out that Ava had slept with Morgan, like, the first time. But that wasn't, like, a knockdown, drag-out cat fight. That was, like, I shoved you and you fell over because you know, I win. Like, I want to fight.
We haven't seen a good Carly fight since she tackled Connie in the Metro Court.
Oh, that was amazing. Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I did a Carly video a while back, and I put that in, and I used all the things she was saying because she was calling names while she was beating the crap out of Kate. I put that whole voiceover in the video.
Right.
Was that the time where Jax was dead and he wasn't really dead and she knew about it?
No, that was when I think it was because Kate was like screwing around with Sunny, and Carly didn't like the fact that woman was And then she said that was when she found out that Kate had DID because she pulled the pacemaker out of her bag.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the one where she's in the Metro Court was a good one too. When they all found out Jax wasn't really dead, and Carly. And Carly, you know, they're blaming Carly because she knew, and she's like, sit down. She pointed to, like, she goes, sit down. I'm like, that's my girl, and that's why I love her.
I know.
Don't
I
put
love
her in a corner. She will, that's one thing I love about Carly. It's like, don't put her in a corner.
She'll,
she'll come out swinging.
Absolutely,
she
will.
I like the scene, okay, I don't know if you guys remember this, but it was either, for some reason, I want to say it's 2010, where Brenda was about to marry Sunny, and Brenda's wedding dress, somebody had shredded it, and Brenda busts into the Metro Court like a bat out of hell because that's how she rolls. And she goes after Carly. She's like, how dare you? And she starts calling names. And Carly's like, oh, get rid of her. I'm not in the mood. And then she turns around to take a swing at her, and Jax, like, grabs her. I was like, can you just let them fight? Like, please?
I don't.
And then, and then Carly just left. She's like, you know what? You guys have fun. I'm out of here. Like,
I'm
that's,
down.
Like, that's why I love her. I want to put this question out there for, like, everyone who's listening or whatever. Okay, today Olivia said, she's like, if this, if the roles were reversed and it was Carly and Dante and I found out about it, first I'd kick her ass, then I'd kill her. Okay, I just want to say, I don't think that Olivia would win that fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you guys think? I don't
know. Not at all.
No, because Carly will throw down and she'll win. Like, that's what I love about her. When she fights, she wins. Like, she doesn't pick a fight she can't win.
Yeah.
But when Olivia said that, I was like,
also,
I have to ask that.
And then also with Carly, it's like, she doesn't have to use her fist to get a pointer call. She can just open her mouth.
Exactly.
And then they back off and like, well.
When she said that, I was like, I have to ask everybody on the show tonight because I want to know.
Nope. Carly was left. The only girl that honestly could come close to Carly is Sam McCall. And that's...
You know what? I think Britt could take Carly, to be honest. Because after seeing her fight with
Britt
Elizabeth,
Yeah,
Britt is probably, like, one of the only people in Port Charles that could take Carly. Like,
take Carly down,
I could totally see that happening because it was so funny that day that Liz went to confront her. As Britt is like, oh, really? And she starts shutting the doors because you know it's going to go down when she starts shutting doors. And then that was just epic. And then she threw the shoe at her. Like, that just made it all worth it. I just love cat fights. I don't get into them because I don't have anyone to fight with. But if I did, you know, no, just kidding. I don't fight. But that's why I like watching them on TV because I don't fight.
Right.
But the cool thing about them is, you know, behind stage, they're usually friends, so they're fighting each other. It's so funny.
Yeah, especially, it's like, it's amazing when you see your favorite character kicking someone's butt because you just, it just gives you this rush of confidence about, like, your choice and favorite. You're like, yes, I picked the right one. No, but no, it's like, I don't know, I don't really fight, because I don't get in fights. I mean, I threaten to fight people, but I don't. So, it's nice when your favorite characters do it on TV, because why not? I just, I don't know, I just love the cat fights. Maybe I'm singled out there, but whatever.
I love them.
Okay.
I love the cat fights.
Changing subjects from women beating the crap out of each other. Okay, does anyone have any theories about who Luke is? Because I have a really interesting one, and I'd like to hear everybody else's before I give mine away.
Well, I've always said it was Bill.
And that's how I thought it was at first. I thought it was Bill at first. But I'm starting to think it's maybe Anthony Zakara again.
Ooh,
okay, I have a pretty off-the-wall theory. Me and my mother came up with this, so just hear me out here. Okay, for those of you who aren't 80s GH fans, this is going to kind of go over your heads, but whatever. So Grant and Celia, you guys know who Grant and Celia were, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Grant and Celia, they were like this big deal. They're like Bonnie and Clyde, except she wasn't really evil. She didn't know that he was evil. But Grant was really evil, and he was a skirt. He was super evil. He wanted to take everyone down and rule the town. He knew Luke. He knew Robert. He knew Holly. I'm thinking this is really plausible, and like if Ron is smart enough to have thought of this, it would be amazing if he was Grant. That's what I think.
Somebody else I thought of when I think Luke was like Tracy knows me or whatever, you know. I thought it was Gino Salito who she was married to.
That's a good theory.
And she funneled a mob money to keep ALQ afloat. So I thought
Well, whoever this person is, they have to have a vendetta against Sonny. They also don't mind starting victims of the bus.
Somebody said Trevor Lansing. I thought, ooh.
That's plausible. I feel like it's gonna be somebody that's like a really big deal. It's gonna be like a huge deal to us when we find out who it is. So or it's gonna be super lame. I'm torn between it's gonna be super amazing and we would have never thought of it, or it's gonna be super lame and it wasn't worth the wait. But
and it's like, oh,
I'm not
really?
Sure
yet. This many years, months.
Yeah. And so I don't know. I'm thinking, okay, the only thing about Graham being this person is I don't know if he would have known to buy Barrett Enterprises. And I also don't know that he would have had a vendetta against Sonny because Sonny wasn't around back then. But he had a vendetta against everyone. He kind of just wanted to take everyone out. So it could very well be him. And he was also a lady chaser. He loved women. He hit on them all. Also, somebody on my Twitter timeline, and I don't know who it was, so I apologize for stealing a theory in advance, said that they thought it was Evan Jerome, who was this guy back in the day that we didn't see that much, but we knew him. And he was like an attempted rapist of someone, but he got off. And he was also a Jerome. And he was older than Julian. So, I mean, that's plausible because it is the Jerome organization. But I feel like whoever this is knows Brenda. Like, I don't know why I feel like that, but I feel like somebody, they know Brenda or Julia because they're funneling the money out of Barrett. So they have to know. They had to know
to
go there.
I kind of was thinking it was their father. You know, I mean, I know he's dead, but he's really dead on soap,
I was thinking Lily's father because, you know, Lily's father has this vendetta against Sonny because he tried to kill Sonny, but then he killed Lily instead. But I don't know that we ever, did we ever actually see him?
No, yes. He was
I don't think we ever did.
That's how he got Puerto Rico. He stole it from Lily's father on his deathbed. Sure did.
Oh, so he's dead? Well, that sucks. Somebody said Frank Smith, but Frank Smith was old in 1985, so I doubt that it's him.
He was old in 93, too, when he came back.
Yeah, he was an old man back in the day, so there's no way that 20 years later he's still, like, he's either in a nursing home or he's dead at this point. Like, I don't know about real life, I mean on the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's supposedly dead, but, like, if he came back now, it'd be because he was in a nursing home because he was, like, 70 in the 90s.
Exactly. You know.
I think he's dead in real life, but I could be wrong.
I'm still sticking with my either Anthony Zicara or a Gino Salito theories. So
okay, I'm lying with either. Okay, we're gonna write it down. I'm gonna write it down so that whoever is right will like know. Okay, so I'm saying that it's either Grant or Jerry because I feel like they're really lame and they would totally make them Jerry. So I'm going to write my name, and then I'm going to write Jerry or Graham. Okay, what do you guys think? Cody, what'd you say?
I'm going to say Bill, like I've said, like, throughout the whole time. And I'll say Harlan, which is Brenda and Julia's father.
Didn't he die, and we saw his funeral, or am I mistaken?
Everybody dies and comes back from funerals. Look at Carly.
That's true.
Exactly.
Okay, so do you think Anthony or who else? Oh, man, the Carly comeback is kind of epic, let's face it. Okay.
Gino Salito.
Gino. Okay, so I wrote them down. And so if any of us are right, I have it on paper so that we can say I said that. And
I told you so,
Yeah, okay, so I wrote it down. I've been okay.
And it's on recording, too.
You guys know. So you guys know how I'm obsessed with the color pink? Well, like, I've been writing in pink marker, like, for a week, so everything is pink. I just wrote that in pink. My questions for Mary Beth are all in pink. My announcements for tonight were pink. It's amazing. Okay. Anyway. Okay, so back to GH before I get off topic again, because that's my favorite hobby. Do we think Ava's actually pregnant? Because I do.
I don't.
I hope not.
I think she's bluffing
too. Somebody said she's too old.
I think she's bluffing to save her own skin, either that, or she'll pull a Maxi and fake a pregnancy.
Okay, so I think that she's actually pregnant, and here's why. The other day, when she was supposed to be leaving the island, so this was like Tuesday, the little pool boy came up and asked her if she wanted a cocktail, and she said no. When has Ava ever turned a cocktail down?
This is true.
So, and then, okay, and somebody on Twitter said she was too old to have a baby. I'm like, she's 42. She can have children.
Seriously.
Jeez, you guys,
People
act like she's ancient. I'm like, Mara is
she's only 42.
She can still have kids. I'm like, she has five in real life, and they're young. She can have kids.
Right.
Like, people seem to forget that she can have children.
When she was on As the World Turns, she had most of her kids.
Yeah, I saw that. And they didn't write her pregnancy in. They tried to hide them. They only wrote, like, one of them in. But she was always, it's like, Mara's always pregnant. So, I mean, you know, maybe she's pregnant in real life.
We have another caller. Hold on.
Okay.
304, you're on.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello. 304, how are you?
Hello?
Up through four, hello.
Sarah,
can you hear us?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Okay,
who is this?
So we were just, this is my friend Sarah. I told her.
Oh, hey.
Okay, so we're just talking about if we think Ava's actually pregnant. So what do you think?
I think she is.
Yeah, I do too, because she turned down a cocktail, and Ava doesn't turn down alcohol.
It's like when Carly's pregnant, she faints. Like, this is how you know Carly's pregnant. She faints every pregnancy she's had. If she miscarried or had her live children, she fainted every time.
And like, I think it's the only good reason not to kill her.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, oh my God, they're going to go. I was like, oh my God, they're going to go to Claudia. Ruth, but this one.
Yep.
So she got pregnant, so I wouldn't kill her for, you know, setting up.
There's a lot of rumors that she marries Sunny in, like, the upcoming weeks so that they don't have to testify against each other. And if this happens, you guys, I will freak out. Because, number one, I don't really like them as a couple, but at the same time, I do. I feel like I feel guilty for liking them because it's not right. But also, she's pregnant with his baby, and it's totally going to be the same thing that happened with Claudia because he married Claudia, and even though she was crazy off the wall, and she was knocked up with his kids, like, they're going to do the same thing. Just say.
Going for baby mama number five.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, hey, why not? I mean, geez. And then my mom today, we were talking about how all the women on this show are basically, like, all whores, because it's true. And then I was like, wait a minute, Alexis isn't a whore, she married them first.
Not really,
she was married to Sunny. Well, she's, never mind, we're not going to go there. Yeah, she slept with
him
first. Didn't she marry him at one point, or no?
No, she never married him.
I don't think so.
She hid Christina from him.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Never mind. There goes my case. There's nobody on this show that's not a whore, though. Is there? I don't think so.
No.
Sabrina's not, no. Sabrina's getting there. Like, she's got Patrick, she's got Carlos on the side. I don't know what they're doing, but whatever.
Right.
Maybe they're doing something. Right. Let's see, Britt's not really, no. She was going to screw her brother. Never mind.
Yeah.
And she slept with Patrick.
Yeah, like, just randomly, just one day, she was like, I think I'm going to go sleep with him, and then, like, meet him in the shower, so never mind. My case is invalid once again.
All right. We've only got, like 10 seconds left of the live stream, y'all, so.
We can keep talking, but we have to, but nobody can hear us anymore, which is nice.
Right.
I lost my cat. I don't know where he... Oh, I found him. Just kidding. Okay. Anyway. No, okay. Oh, man.
Wow.
Okay, it was only a four-day week, but it seems like it was a really long one. Man, this week has been just ridiculous. And it was only 4 days, so I don't know why.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I have a whole page of notes, and we only have 4 shows, which is kind of sad, because I had this much crap to write down. So I had a lot of complaints, and I had to write them so I don't forget them. Oh, wait, I have a future spoiler that I wanted to talk about because it gave me, like, the feels, okay? So I was reading on GH Rumorville, because that's where I spend my time. And it, this spoiler says, it was like, will Julian take a bullet that's meant for Alexis? And I was like, I hope he does. He fucked her. And then, I don't know. But wouldn't that be so romantic? Like, he takes a bullet for her because he loves her. Let's face it, he is adorable. Well, I don't know. It just seems like he loves her, so he decides to jump in front of a bull. I don't know.
Oh.
Shut up.
Oh, okay.
Well, also, but I don't like that he's lying to her. Like, they totally just sank this ship because he's lying his butt off to her, and she believes him, and she's taking his side over Rick, and Julian's lying. So this is going to – he's screwing with the wrong person because it's Alexis. But whatever. And also, I have a complaint. She told him she loved him the other day, and he never said it back.
What?
On what day was it? On Wednesday, she was like, I need you to know that I love you. And then she walked away. Like, she started crying, whatever, because that's what Alexis does. And then he's seen her twice since then. He didn't say it back then. He didn't say it today. Like, what is with this guy? He must have commitment issues.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, if he's all like in love with her, like he acts like, because we all know she doesn't say that to everyone. Because
right.
I don't know. She says she has a problem saying it. So like, she finally said it like first, and then he doesn't
say it back. But yes. I completely understand.
Yep.
Have y'all already talked about who y'all think Luke is?
Yes,
yeah.
But you can add yours.
Right.
What was Sonny's father's name? The one that was, like, really abusive?
Anthony? Anthony Zakara?
No,
uh-uh.
Sonny's father.
Deke.
Yeah, maybe it's him.
What's Sonny's father's name?
Maybe Deke. It's him.
I don't know. Maybe. Deke.
I mean,
man, he's dead,
right.
But...
Well, no one's ever really dead.
Well,
right,
that's what I just
true.
Said, too. I just said this, like, not even 10 seconds ago, but yes.
I don't know.
But
it'll be interesting to find out.
Yes. But that's a good theory. Good one.
Yeah,
I mean,
it
just
is.
Think of Deke. Because Deke, I mean, lock him in closets and shit.
Well, it's someone that you wouldn't expect it to be.
Uh-huh.
And we just lost Emily, ladies.
Do what?
We just lost Emily for some reason.
Aw.
Her call just dropped for some reason. I hope she calls back in.
Can she call back in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hope she calls back in. Hold on.
But yes, that is a good idea. I didn't even think of him.
I kind of think it'd be cool if it turned out that it was really like a girl or something. But then
Faith Roscoe. Faith was my kick-ass girl. I loved Faith.
Faith Roscoe was probably
the
creepiest villain ever.
But she was so fun to watch, and I loved
she was.
Like, Carly. Man, I loved her scenes with Tamara's Carly. They were hilarious.
Oh, my God. They were always fun.
Faith could literally if it could look you straight in the eyes and smile while literally and figuratively twisting the knife in your back.
Yes.
Wasn't she the one that put a snake with Liz? Was
yeah.
that someone else?
Yeah.
No, that was her for Halloween. Her and Carly used to get into it. Like, Carly, like, bitch slapped her, like, twice.
Right.
Had an umbrella to her neck, about to stab her in the throat. That's when she was pregnant with Morgan. And she comes
wow.
out of the elevator. They're in the elevator at GH, and she comes out of the elevator, and they're like, are you okay? Or the nurse is like, are you okay? She goes, yes, hormones. And throws the umbrella out. Hilarious, and just walks off. And then, let's see. But yeah, she was the one that was trying to seduce Dylan. I don't know if you remember that storyline, to stay out
mm-hmm.
of trouble.
When,
the one that
was
that? 2003?
I think it was a 3 or 4, one of the two, yeah.
3 or 4,
I
yeah.
Really,
this is right before...
For, like, 2003?
See, this is right before... She's the one that helped AJ kidnap the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Michael
I mean,
and Morgan and Christina.
I remember
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't start watching
She's
until
a blonde.
2003.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not really sure what happened before then. But I do remember her helping AJ.
Yeah, her helping AJ, yeah. That is Faith Roscoe. I mean, she was badass. Like, she was like Claudia before there was a Claudia. Like,
oh,
she was
yeah.
more eviler. Eviler. Is that even a word? Eviler? Eviler.
We just made it a word.
I just made a word.
Oh, we
okay.
just made it a word. So.
I used to say it's in Celia's dictionary. They're like, Celia's dictionary? I'm like, yeah, I have a dictionary of my own of words
yeah,
I make
absolutely.
Up. Cause
absolutely.
Because I'm from the South, and I make up words. Cause I can't say them
uh-huh.
properly.
you know, the South is the only place in the country where the word hey is multiple syllables.
Yes. Hey. How are you?
Hey, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know.
And it depends on what part of the South you are in, how long
right.
those syllables
right.
are.
Right, exactly.
Did you say, Emily says she can't call back.
Yeah,
she
texted me.
Texted me.
And she said that for some reason, she's not able to call back for some reason. So I guess it's just us for now.
Okay. Well, tell her she can be in the chat room.
Yeah.
Tell her I'm talking about to cast Carly over here.
Right.
So, I know they always said, like, a lot of fans said Tamra's Carly was, like, Carly light. But I'm like, she had some kick-ass scenes. Like, she beat the crap out of Nico, the guy
mm-hmm.
that one of Sam's ex-boyfriends or whatever.
Right.
Sam was pregnant, and like
mm-hmm.
she like round kicked his ass. It was funny, roundhouse
yep.
was it. It was so funny. I was like, ooh, and then beat him with a purse. Oh, I was laughing.
That was pretty awesome.
So, but it was funny. I was like, ooh. So, when did you start watching?
Like, Sarah? I watched. Some like in the 90s when I was like 8 or 9, and then but I didn't really start watching until 2003. Like right as Sam came on.
Okay, yeah.
That's when I started watching too.
That's when I started watching.
Yep, I started watching around
I feel
maybe.
Like I feel so old. I've been watching since like my diapers, but anyway.
Well, I watched.
Yep.
When I was really little, but I don't really remember it, but I
right.
know I did
mm-hmm.
watch it.
Yeah.
But it was more like on and off, so.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. See, I grew up watching General Hospital Days of Our Lives because my mom watched Days and my grandfather watched General Hospital, so I watched those.
Speaking of Days, I cannot wait to chat with a Mary Beth Evans on Tuesday.
I know. I'm so
I cannot wait for that. You know
I
this
can't
lady.
Wait. I'm so calling.
This lady is daytime royalty.
Uh-huh.
You know, probably the only person I've been nervous about chatting with was Amara West. But a Tuesday,
oh, that's awesome.
I'm going to be nervous Tuesday.
Oh, I can't wait.
And normally, I don't get nervous because my theory on celebrities is this. They're exactly like us. They put their pants on one leg at a time, just like the rest of us.
Huh.
So that's my theory on celebrities.
So in my head, Cody. That's why we're friends. They're so. I was fixing to say that they put, and they are the sweetest people ever. I've
they really are.
Used a bunch of them, and I've talked to a bunch of them on different
mm-hmm.
radio shows, and they
mm-hmm.
are the sweetest people ever.
Oh, they really are, and they're just so gracious with their time about doing these shows and staying for as long as
mm-hmm.
you want them to or whatever. They're
mm-hmm.
just awesome.
One of my favorite ones was Becky Hirsch. She came on one of my really good friends'
Christy?
Shows. Christy show, yes.
I remember that.
I'm sending out Christy right about now.
Absolutely.
So
hey, Christy, what's
Christy.
Up?
We love you,
is
Christy. And if you want to go to her show tonight, I think she's having a show tonight. I think the last time I talked to her, she was having a show tonight on Talk to You at, I think, 9 or 10. Go to her Twitter page. It's Love Liaison, or at Love Liaison, and come chat with us tonight.
Absolutely, yep.
Well, I won't be there. I'll be on a hot date, but okay.
I have to go, guys.
But
yeah,
what I was going to say before I got distracted, Becky came on her show, and Becky
mm-hmm.
was sick.
Was sick.
Like, she was losing her voice during the interview,
uh-huh.
and she stayed on and talked to most of the callers. And
we just lost another caller, Acilia.
Do what?
We just lost the other caller.
Aw.
I don't know why.
Sad.
But anyway, yeah. Whatever.
She was sick.
Whatever.
I was like, oh. But yes, we're pimping out Christy right about now. But okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, and that's what I love about the soap stars. They keep their commitments, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're sick,
exactly.
whether they're whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just love and respect that about them, you know.
Yeah. And
we've only got about a couple of minutes left, so I think I'm going to let you go, okay?
I have to get ready. So I was going to say, I have to get off in a minute anyway, so I have to get ready for my hot day.
I'll be talking to you later, all right?
All right, honey. I will see you guys later, and I'll try to call in Tuesday to talk to Mary. So, Mary,
all right, girl.
All right, bye.
Well, minus the technical difficulties with a Blog Talk Radio dropping callers, I hope you guys enjoyed our GH chat. As was mentioned throughout the show, we're going to have Mary Beth Evans on Tuesday, the incomparable Mary Beth Evans, at 6 p.m. Eastern. And tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern, we have Misty and Brandon from A Common Ground Radio. And with that, I think I'm going to end the episode here. You've been listening to A Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.